Mr. Fortune Begins in Consciousness. Please help me welcome Audrey Scott Wilkins.
Good morning, SEC. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. I'm excited about being here today because I think that more than ever, we have an opportunity to reside in that space of infinite knowing and infinite possibility, that is who we are. So the miracles we dream of, we want, we speak of, we keep hoping for, there's a level at which they're already here. How many of you woke up this morning and realized at least one or two miracles in your life? Yeah. And so often, in the course of our living, we forget to pay attention to what's in the now, as Jerry reminded us so lovingly this morning with a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh on Facebook. So often we are worried about what has been and worried about what will be that we miss the magic of the moment that is here right now. And so often in the midst of that, we forget that around us, surrounding us each and every moment of every day, we're constantly in the flow of a miracle. Let's start. When we wake up, what happens? It's a miracle we woke up. You know how many people didn't wake up this morning? It's a miracle that we woke up. And when we have the opportunity to get up and go to the bathroom, to eat breakfast, to greet each other, that's a miracle. We have the opportunity to be in the midst of the full moon we've had over the last few days. Was that not miraculous? It was the biggest full moon I've seen in a while. And so we are rich beyond measure. We are rich because we are connected to something that came and will be here long after we're gone. It's an eternal thread of God consciousness. We are that consciousness. So today, what I want to speak to is not so much you as the individual you've shown up as today. I want to speak to the aspect of you that is eternal. You know, I often say in my presentations, and I think I've done it several times here, but just bear with me. One of the things I admire so much, that touches my heart so much, about Dr. Martin Luther King, when he said, "I have a dream," and he was talking about all the things, about being human, about our human rights, about love, and creating the beloved community, is he could step beyond his temporal aspect of who he was. This physical presence that we get to look at in each other right now. He could step beyond that to his eternal self. And what he saw and delivered in that dream wasn't speaking so much to what's present now. He stood on the other side, outside of his mortality and into his immortality, and he saw what was to come. And it was from that space that he lived his life. It is from that space that even in his knowing that his time was near to depart, it wasn't about the departure, it was about the living truth that he got to be a part of. And so when we sit here and we contemplate who we are and we let go of this space and place and tap into the immortal aspect of our being, we tap into what is instrumental, what is the essence of our fortune. Because as we tap into our immortality, into the eternal aspect of ourselves, we become like a garden. We become connected to everything. We become all the beauty and grace that's created all around us every day. Even to the cosmos, out into the stars. What a perfect setting for the play called My Life. What a perfect setting. Could we have done better? Is there anything that we need that is not provided in nature? Is it? Absolutely not. So we are the fortune. In the midst of life, our life every day, we are fortune expressing. Think about that. And so when you live and go forth in the gifts and talents that speak to you from that space, you can't help but be rich. And it's not just you, because in that space of your immortality, we are all connected. There is no one. And so when you're living the richness of what you were given to be here to express and be and do and create, you are giving and adding to, rather, the experience of richness, of fortune, great fortune in our life. And our creativity is evidence of that every day. How could we as human beings create the things that we've created, whether we experience them as good or bad? Think about just the collective experience of human beings and what we've created. Now, does that mean that everything is perfect? No. But it is perfectly unfolding. Because everything, even in its imperfection, is leading us into our perfection. And I think about that in politics today, because that's where I get to spend a lot of time. And I hear so much about the conflicts between the parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, or our administration, or this or that, and how we all feel about it. And what really comes to me is what a tremendous opportunity we have to show how our creativity at work can create peace on earth. Now, you may say, wow, that's a big stretch when we're talking about our fortune, but that is ultimately our fortune. How can all of this serve us? So if everything is in a constant state of perfection, which is our fortune, it's all around us, tapped into our immortality, we connect with that, then we have to know that everything's going to play out to bring us to that perfect state of being. Now, it's an ongoing process, but when you connect with that and you connect to that in this environment and you show up as you, what is uniquely the gift that you've been given, you create a world of infinite possibility. Each one of us is a master of what we've come here to do. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. It's our gift, and we get to keep giving that gift. Whether it's the musician that shows up with the sounds that just make us vibrate in the greatest space of our heart. Whether it's a poet who has the words that can empower and enrich our existence. Whether it's the reverend who can lift us up in the midst of our greatest pain or confusion. Or the politician that speaks to everything we're against. No matter where we are on that, everything is churning the wheels of time, of eternity, so that humanity gets to be better and better and better. It doesn't even mean you have to have the answers, because we're already in the midst of perfection. So I often think that I am here to live. Say that with me. I am here to live. Now, that could be construed as I'm here to eat, drink, breathe, and do all those great things. But living is bigger. When we live from that immortal space, we truly connect with life, every aspect of life. And we connect with the greatness of who we are, not standing in the limitation that we perceive. All of us go through moments. I don't have enough money. I don't have the right home. I don't have the right car. My relationship is killing me. You know, not ours. But we go through those moments, and what do? When we go to that low vibration, we start a death process. But the moment we snap back into the understanding of the greatness of who we are, and we decide to live, we tap into life. We tap into being, which is what I think we're here to do. And I think when we're in that space, we create everything we need to be magnificent. Everything we need to be the miracle, not only in our life, but for the people around us. So imagine with me, if you will, And maybe say with me, let's do it this way. To be alive to all the experiences that I can conceive, I live in the I am. You know, sometimes people, I had an elder that we traveled with a lot, and we would have to pay him every time I said, I'm sorry. His name was Gray Wolf. And some of you have had different experiences, but Gray Wolf was an Alaskan native, and he was quite a trickster. So anytime we would say, I'm sorry, we'd have to pay him. And so his jar would be quite full most of the time. And so often we would say, well, why do we have to do that? He says, how could you ever say, I am come before sorry, or I am sorry? How could you associate those two words? And so it was a constant reminder for us that we should reside in that space of the I am, that in the space of the I am, we connect with the God consciousness that is absolute knowing. In the space of the I am, there is no shutting down. There's only aliveness. I am. I am healed. I am abundant. I am manifesting right here, right now, all that I know I'm here to be. And in that space, you don't even have to think about it. You just be it. I am. What do I get to call forward in this space? What do you get to call forward in this space right now as we're talking? And what is so powerful when you think about that, when I connect with that very moment of my immortality, I realize that when I let that inform my mortality, I can do anything. And sometimes I don't understand what God has called me to do, or that creative force of the universe. Certainly that's a real echo in my life. Walking around the world with no money. Sure, I'll do that. Running for political office when I haven't done that before. Sure, no problem. I'll do that. But what is the key to that is that faith is my abundance. Faith is my abundance. And I always say, enter me, God. Where I know you already reside. So I already know on the most important aspect of my being that God resides in me. I can't be outside of God. But my mind sometimes plays tricks on me when I get to places where I feel I'm not in control. I don't have the power. So my trigger for remembering me, helping me to remember, is enter me, God. That means awaken in my consciousness that knowing that this is where you reside. And what I find when I'm there, what allows me to transmit that out into the world around me is love. Love. That pure, unconditional love is the transmitter. And love is both an action word, but it's also a state of being. It's a state, and when I talked about that immortality, to really grasp those seconds in life where you really get that, you can only do it when you're transmitting that frequency of love. You all met my friend Makua Ray, who came here and played so beautifully on the piano and sang. He wrote a song about love is a currency. And that's just exactly what it is. So we talk about our richness. We all have that capacity to love and to be love in action that allows us to tap into the bank of God we trust. And what is the connector, though? What is the connector that we can tap into? Our feelings. When we're in that space of love and infinite supply and knowing that all is well and that all is available to us, the true fortune of what this life is about, feelings are so important because you feel it. How often have you had one of those magic moments in your life? Could you have that experience without having the goosebumps that come on your arm, without having that flutter in your heart that just connects you? It's like, how, this is awesome. I remember being on the boat that I shared with you one time. We were on this little 17-foot Zodiac, for those of you who might not have been here when I spoke about it. And we're off the coast of Hawaii, and, you know, we're on the boat. There are several indigenous folks, and we're wanting to see the whales. And all of a sudden, as we just released the desire to see the whales and started singing the chants and the songs associated with the whale energy and water energy and giving thanks for the experience, this mother whale comes to us through a rainbow. And I mean, she's huge. We're in this little Zodiac, and she's like three times big. I mean, like a 65-ton or more whale. I mean, huge. And stayed with us for over an hour. You can't even translate that, the feeling that comes into you. And it's that feeling that remains beyond the words and even the actual experience that connects us to something that's so much more powerful than we are as an individual. Do you understand what I mean? What are the chances that had us show up at that moment, in that time, in the right combination of people on the boat, in the right boat that didn't frighten the whale, to have her come through a rainbow? On my best day, I couldn't even have written about it had I not had that experience. But the feeling that I had in that moment was, wow, this is God. This is all the divine ones, the divine, this is them just showing off and showing out to let us have an experience that the five of us could go back, and no matter how much we talk about it, if we didn't have the picture, people would never know if we were telling the truth or not. And even being able to capture the moment with the rainbow wrapped around the whale, what's the chance? That's richness. That is richness. That is my fortune. Because when I'm in that space of my immortality, I don't have to have the evidence. I can be in that space of knowing. When we walked around the world, we had enough money to get about 2 weeks outside of Atlanta. But just about 4 years later, we flew back into New York. And we had been on every continent. Well, not South Africa. The penguins had it together. We didn't have to worry about them. But on this peace journey, six continents, having experienced that it will take three lifetimes to ever truly convey. And every penny we needed to make that happen showed up, not because we worried and tried to figure out how it was going to happen, but because we released ourselves to the knowing that we were called to do something greater than ourselves, beyond even our imagination. It was a God job. So it wasn't our responsibility to figure out how, it was our responsibility simply to show up. And everything was provided for on this magical, mystical journey. So you feel that in your gut, and it stays with you forever. It becomes the connector, because I get to tell the story. I get to share the experience that can lift you into that space with me, where that experience can become a part of your reality to say, in my tough times, wow, somebody did this, I can do this. That I don't have to think in a limited way, but I can think in an unlimited way. Feelings, the connector to that greatness, to our fortune. And when you're there, and think about it in your own lives and in your own life experiences, when you've hit that moment of knowing, truly knowing who you are, all you can do is smile. All you can do is want to dance. All you can do is just want to shout it. When you've survived something or been through something or had an experience that there is no reason that should have been gifted to you, all you can do is express that through the joy of living, the joy of sharing, the joy of being. So when I think of fortune, there's so many ways. As I was preparing this talk today, I was like, well, should I talk about money? Should I talk about prosperity? How do I deal with fortune? And then what came to me is that my fortune is life. My fortune is living in in the lanes that kind of crisscross and circle, and in the coloring books, I kind of like to live outside the lines. You know, it's just living. It's being. Because when we're in that space and we have the faith of that mustard seed, we realize that faith is the union of the mind of God and our mind. And faith will not be denied. In those moments when you worry and you struggle about what I'm doing, what I'm going through, how am I going to get on the other side? Have the faith so that you can allow your mind and the mind of God to come together. And what you are holding will not be denied. It is yours. You are an intimate friend of the Creator, and you are here to co-create. So in the now moment of that space, we are then accessing our ultimate reality. And we are manifesting from that space what others think is impossible. But there is not a sense of impossibility, because you know who you are. And you live it, you walk it, you talk it, you share it. And I want to say today, you know, I'm in this political arena, I still don't get it. I'm like, boy, I've just been played the biggest joke on me in my life when I had those dreams to show up as a politician. And I'm trying to navigate that and make sense out of a world that is very different. But, you know, I'm finally getting to that point where I'm saying, you know, it's fun. And you know why? Because it's not about winning or losing in the sense of what happens on election day. The winning and losing is every day we have an opportunity to speak to an issue that nobody's speaking about. To bring awareness to things that people are not aware of. To see communities begin to build around the issues that are so fundamental to our existence and the way that we feel we are the beloved community. So being political to me, I just finally realized, you know, if you get rid of the labels, you can have the experiences you're here to have. I'm not a politician. I am doing the same thing that I've done all along, building community. Building community, sharing with others, finding out what matters. How do we bring that to life? How do we share to be the best that we can be? How do we instill in others the courage to live your truth, the courage to be the truth, the courage to lift up those around us who need to be lifted up, to make our country, our nation, our communities the best they can be? And when you're in fear, you can't do that. You have to play the game. But when you've tapped into that immortal aspect of who you are, you can be it all. You can say the things that others don't want to say. You can be in a way that nobody else wants to be, and they look at you when you show up that way as, boy, that's a crazy lady. But crazy is so important. If you're on the path to accessing your fortune, you must be just a little bit weird. You've got to color out the box outside of the lines every now and then. You've got to show up as you. Who are you? Is the question that the elders, when we traveled, always had that question for everybody. Who are you? So who are you today? Are you choosing to live in that space of your own immortality where you can look and judge, or I shouldn't say judge, but see the world for what it is in its potential perfection? Or do you want to live just simply in your mortality where day to day it changes based on what's happening in the world around you that you connect with? I challenge you over the next week to really dream into that space of your immortality, to act and be in that space. And sometimes people say, well, I don't want to be there. That's a lot of action that we have to take. That might hurt. It might cause trouble in my life. No. Often it's no action you have to take. It's just breathing in the awareness that you are beyond this mortal self. And you might say, well, what does that have to do with me being here now? What it has to do with you being here now is in that space you can bring in, you can connect to the God force, the God energy You can connect to with what it is that is that makes you unique, that you're here to do. So I challenge you, check into that place this week. Find your fortune in each other. Find your fortune in everything around you. Because when you resonate in that space, then everything that's necessary for whatever it is that you've set out to do is going to come to you. It can't help but fulfill its promise. That is the joy and the richness of a life well lived. I had a friend, I'd like to close on this, one of my elders who used to say, you know, he's a Native American, and when he was teaching, sometimes he would say to us, you know, gold, it was misunderstood. Gold for the Native Americans was the relationships. It wasn't the gold in the earth. The gold was who we were together, how we sang our songs when we had ceremony, how we danced together, how we honored the earth, and how we honored each other. That was the true gold. But when the Europeans came, they missed that. They didn't understand what gold we were talking about. So I want to say for us, let's not miss the gold that is us. The gold is us in harmony. The gold that is us in our own immortality. Thank you.